You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner and my good friend Hans Scheil. Today on this show, we're going to be talking about like the tragedy of retirement is worry. And I find that fascinating that we actually talk about at every show, we have the seven worries. But the reason why we talk about that is that really when you think about it, Hans, the tragedy of getting to this point in your life and living in worry is just like that, just what a slap in God's face that, you know, we're saying he can't take care of us.
Well, that's what it is. And, you know, people that worry is a sin.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, specifically what we're talking about here is people that are in retirement and they worry about money, or they really worry about running out of money or outliving their money.
Right.
What happens is that when you're worried, you're generally going to make poor decisions.
Yeah, and it almost seems like that rather than confront the realities of the situation, you tend to let it just sit there and fester. And, you know, we have a few stories in today's shows of people that have let it fester to the just point of paralysis of, you know, scary decisions that are being made.
Well, and here's the problem that we're all trying to solve. The retirees, me as a financial planner, you as a person that's close to retirement, and then, you know, or close to retirement age for Social Security, you're probably not going to retire until you have to, like me. The real problem is that we've accumulated retirement money, retirement funds, IRAs, 401ks, generally other savings. So we have what we have. We've accumulated it. And the problem that needs to be solved is, how do we distribute that? How do we withdraw from that? How do we create an income from that? How much can that income be? And then the ultimate problem that we're worried about is, what if I spend too much? What if I lose money in the stock market? What if I have some gigantic expense that comes up to me that I just have to pay for, or to help one of my children, and so I spend all my money, and yet I'm still alive and need an income, and I'm going to be broke. Okay? I mean, like I said, people are not as specific. I've never had anybody articulate that to me, so I just have to guess at it, but I think I'm pretty close there.
Yeah, in fact, it's one of the seven worry tabs that we're talking about today is that whole worry of investments, and how does that figure into this situation of, am I going to outlive my money, or is my wife going to outlive her? You know, it's not just me, right? It's what about my family, and as you mentioned, my children, you know, setting up some type of a structure to where I feel like, you know, God can, in fact, you know, work through this.
Well, yeah. So what happens then is, some people, what we're really talking about here is, how much of my principal can I spend every year from now till the end and still be okay at the end?
And which is hard to do, since I don't know how long the end is.
Well, none of us know.
Right.
But when we're worried about this, we've just taken for granted that there's some date out there that I might live beyond. And when we're making this decision, I mean, a lot of people just decide, well, I'm just not going to spend any of it. I'm just going to live on my Social Security, and that's it. That's all I have money for. That's where a lot of folks end up. And then I'm just going to pull out little bits out of that retirement money just when I absolutely have to. But I'm just going to leave it there. And what I'd ask you is, do you think that's what God wants us to do with our retirement savings?
Yeah, I mean, there you go. It's, what is God? I know one thing he doesn't have in mind for us is worry. So I think that one of the things that we're going to be able to provide you with in today's show is some hope. And, you know, one of the big hopes I have is to hear this one lady's story that actually did do some planning, and not looking at her situation, she really would have no cause for worry at this point in time. There's no way that she would outlive her money.
So she's made a good income, and I sense that income has been made in the last 20, 25, 30 years. I don't know that for sure, but I don't think she did a lot of retirement savings during her early years. I think she was raising her children, but she's now 72, and she's worked and been very successful as like the lady in an insurance agency originally, answering the phone and then writing insurance after a while after she got licensed, and then becoming an agent for the guy that owned the agency. Then the agency gets sold to another insurance agency, and then they hired her. And anyhow, she's just gotten up to a pretty nice income and become accustomed to living that way. But she's been smart enough to save that proper amount of 401k money. And really, if you look at the last 20, 25 years, 30 years in the market, just buying little bits of it every time, she's done quite well. And she's got about $750,000 in IRA money. She's a widow. She's just retiring now at 72. She has a very high income expectation, meaning that she basically wants to replace what she was making, or most of it. And she's getting from Social Security about $3,000 a month. And so what I'd like to do as a financial planner, of course, is I'd love her to get that $3,000 a month tax-free by sheltering this other money. But it's just in the scheme of things, that's not going to work out. So she's going to have to pay taxes on that. But we're replacing taxable income. So at least in her mind, my job as I'm set out is to have her, after she retires, she's no longer getting a paycheck, but she's getting one from the government now. And she's going to get one from her retirement account, or several paychecks from her retirement account, and they need to add up to about $80,000. Okay, and it sounds, well, that doesn't sound all that hard. You know, you take $7,000 a month, and you already got three of it coming from Social Security, so you need to come up with about $4,000 a month. It's a little less than $4,000 a month, about $3,500. Is what we needed to solve for, $3,500 to $4,000 a month. And then as soon as we start withdrawing from this account, no matter what we invested in, there is a point in time where, you know, you can just calculate it with a calculator. If she lives to be X, she's going to be out of money. What's an unknown is the investment return or the investment loss. So I could go on and on and on with this story, and I'll just kind of speed it up, is she's not really interested in investing in something with any substantial risk because she doesn't want to lose any money because she knows she can't make any more. So that's going to rule out any sort of a high return for her. So now we got to take this money and make it last over her lifetime with a very simple and safe return, or safer return. And so where we solve this whole problem is with three buckets of money. And two of the three buckets are, bucket one and bucket two are pretty similar, because you even asked me in preparation for the show, well, what's the difference in the two annuities that you put her in? And I said, well, not much.
Yeah, so two of the buckets are annuities.
Correct.
And for those who are like me a year ago, had no clue what the word annuity means.
Okay, the first thing I want you to get in mind is the word guarantee. It's the only thing that we sell other than life insurance. Because life insurance, we can do this too, where we can guarantee you amount of money in the future that no matter what happens, you're going to have this amount. We can't do that with stocks. We can't do that with bonds. We can't do that with alternative investments. We can't even do that with a CD at the bank beyond the term of the CD. I mean, with an annuity or life insurance, but in her case, it's going to be, it is an annuity in her plan. That's going to be able to guarantee an interest rate that it'll never be less than this. And it comes with a guarantee of principal. It comes with a guarantee, because she's not going to withdraw anything out of either one of these two annuities for at least 5 years. And it may be longer than that. And the reason we did two of them instead of one of them is she may want to put them on different timetables for starting the payments. She may want to start it at one, delay it in the other.
So one of the cool things about annuities from my point of view that I did not know is that you put this money into this account, and after a period of time, you turn on an income, and then they continue to pay you that income as long as you ever, so it's impossible to outlive your money.
It's like your Social Security check.
It's like, right, you turn it on, and so the longer that this money bakes, is what you call it, or is sitting there creating interest inside the account, the more that those payments are going to be when you finally do turn it on, because they're increasing in size.
Exactly. Every year you wait, you've had one more year to gain on it, of guaranteed uptick, and you're also 1 year older. So the insurance company is insuring the risk of longevity. You know, she waits 5 years, she's 72 now, she'll be 77 before she starts withdrawing. So they can give her a whole lot more by the month for life at 77 than they could at 72. And when she gets to 77, if she finds she doesn't need the money yet, we could delay it to 78, 9, or 80, and it'll be way more because she has a shorter life expectancy once we get there. So you got all kinds of guarantees baked into these annuities. And what I want to share is, everybody out there listening, you've got an annuity too. It's called your Social Security check. You know, an annuity in its purest form is a series of payments, either monthly or yearly, or quarterly, I guess you could throw that in there, but most of them are monthly for the rest of your life. You just can't outlive it. The insurance company is guaranteeing we're going to pay you till you're gone.
So today's show, Worry, the Tragedy of Retirement, with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Of course, we're talking about investments today, which is one of the seven worries to have at the website there, cardinalguide.com. When we come back, we got more stories and more ideas so that you don't have to worry and be robbed of what God would have you, you know, to enjoy his bounty and be grateful during your retirement. Finishing well is kind of what we ought to call that, I'm thinking.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, the tragedy of retirement being worry. And if you're going to finish well, which is, you know, the whole reason I think that we're here is to hopefully to turn on some lights so that we all could be free from this thief robber. I mean, it will take all your joy. It will, I can't even imagine. So yes, planning's involved, but there's nothing like trusting God. There's this thing called faith, and he is going to take care of the flowers of the field and the birds. You know, he cares even way more about you. But still, I love some of the strategies and thoughts of how we can not only, you know, replace worry in our own life, but in our cases, you know, Hans, we got wives, and you know, they're just like us. If we don't give them a reason for faith, they're like, well, you know, what happens?
Sure. And so, this lady's a widow, and so she you know, she's very much in tune with being able to enjoy her money in retirement, which I'm thankful for, because many times people, they're not in tune with that. They're preparing to be misers, okay? And if that's what they want, you know, I can help them get there, and it, you know, to leave an inheritance or give it to the church, or just some people, it's just a thing about saving money. And once you get into retirement, you don't really need to save money anymore. So it costs you less to live, okay? Now, if you want to save money, go for it. But you no longer have a retirement to save for. So the problem we're trying to solve here is how much of your money can you spend and know that you're not going to run out of money. And so the solution for her was three buckets of money, $250,000, $250,000, and $250,000, okay? And the first two buckets are annuities, very similar, the two annuities. And you say, well, why two annuities? Well, we went over this. Number one is they're with different companies, so there's a little diversification there. But it also allows us to turn on the income of these annuities, which is within her choice, at some point in the future. We could do them on different schedules.
Right.
And that is real important with our plan. And the third bucket is just invested. And she has that with our sister firm, and they're investing that for her. Very conservatively, I might add, but there's still some risk there. So she's got some market risk, which she is fine with that on a portion of some of her money, you know, I mean, in the third bucket. And we need to get a reasonable return. And what we're needing to get is between, we'll say, $35,000 and $45,000 a year. I'm not sure the exact amount that we set it up for, but she's going to just make withdrawals, or that fund that's sitting at TD Ameritrade. We just set that up to send her a check, let's just say $4,000 a month. I'm not convinced that she's going to spend all that money. I mean, that and her Social Security check. I mean, but we're going to send it to her. We're going to withhold the taxes for her, do all the stuff, and we're just going to assume, and the plan assumes that she is. And then we'll look at that every year, or as often as she wants to, and see, you know, if she's really saving money, we may lower that a little bit. She may elect to lower the amount that she's pulling out of that, and that'll just make that $250,000 plus its growth minus its withdrawals. We're going to basically spend all that money over 4, 5, 6, 7 years, depending on how much she takes out. I mean, that's going to be our source of income, and we're going to take it till it runs dry. Now, she has some other savings that aren't in retirement money as well that she can kind of rely on for an emergency fund. So we're going to run that third bucket dry, and we can't tell you exactly when that's going to happen, but we can do it within a range, and some of it's going to depend upon her income choices. And then when that happens, now, if it happened at the end of 5 years, we already know that bucket number two, that annuity at the beginning of the sixth year, is guaranteed to pay her $25,000 a year, is guaranteed for the rest of her life. Now, bucket number one, like I said, it was similar, but the payment on that beginning of the sixth year is about almost $24,000. So it's less. We'll say, well, why didn't you sell it all in bucket number two? And again, I told you that diversification, and it's with a much larger company, a higher rated company, and they're also not charging her as much for the rider inside of that. So it's a little bit complicated. But that's going to be the second bucket that we turn on, because we may get to some point down the road and we may decide that it's well off for us to turn on one of these buckets and not the other. And we may still have some money left in bucket number three that's winding down, and so we can put those. So we have a whole range of options. We also could get to the point where she could be sick in 5 years, and she could have a perception that she's not going to live up into her 90s, and that her you know, her life expectancy is much less, well, then we may want to reshape these annuities and not take advantage of the lifetime income. We could even cancel the lifetime income riders on there. There's a whole range of options, all for her. The insurance company has basically very little options with this thing because of the guarantees. And that's about it, is that we're just going to manage her income through that, knowing when we turn on bucket number one and bucket number two, she can't outlive it.
So, you know, what happens if she does pass away, say, in 3 years, and here sits all this money in these annuities? What happens?
Well, I mean, her beneficiary is going to get, out of all three buckets, a payout. So out of bucket number one and bucket number two, if we've never turned on any income and taken anything out of them, then it'll be, each of them will be somewhat bigger than $250,000. Let's just guess, like $270,000 to $280,000 out of each of them. Bucket number three, which is the investment account at TD Ameritrade, will just be whatever it is. It will have grown to whatever it's grown, or could it lose money. And then it'll certainly have withdrawals for 3 years. Let's just guess that that's got $200,000 left in it. I don't know, $170,000, $180,000, whatever the balance is in there, that'll go to her beneficiary too.
So that's the good side of things, the person that hopefully there's been a plan put in place to where at least we can't see a legitimate reason for a lot of worry. It looks like she's going to be fine. But there's other people that come to you who are legitimately paralyzed with worry.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder about a couple of issues within that, but can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, yeah. I mean, generally, worry just freezes people up. And it also buttons them up where they don't talk about it to anybody because there's, you know, for whatever they did to cause their financial situation. So this other situation that comes to mind is just a gentleman that's almost 80, and he's only been retired about 6 years. He had a substantial IRA, like $600,000, and that's gone, or almost gone. I mean, he's been spending about $100,000+ of it a year, paying some pretty good taxes on that. So he's only netted about $60,000 to $70,000 of that, somewhere in that zone, and it's just gone. He's been spending it to keep up a pretty high lifestyle, okay? And then most of his resources are in real estate. He just of recent hasn't kept up with his taxes. And he came into me a year and a half ago, and we did some things for him, but he really just put off and didn't show up for about a year. And he's terribly worried. He's just in a frozen up state of worry. And so I'm really almost having to shake him a little bit and just take him decision by decision. We dealt with the tax situation first, and that's all we've fixed now, but I prayed with him together and you know, asked for God's help with this. And I don't know what more I can tell you about it. Is he's actually living that situation. And I think when we were preparing for the show, I was telling you, so like outliving your money when you're finally broke, I don't think that's as bad as like a year before that happens. I mean, it just...
And all the worry what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Versus, okay, now I may have to eat beans for a week or two, or, you know, I'll figure out a way to get something done here and there. And having lived through that to some extent in my own life, I can relate that what turns out to be the superhuman thing that God gave us is gratitude. Like, you know, I'm not going to start. My family is, you know, God will take care of them somehow, you know, and I will probably sit amazed on the other side of however he did it and smile and laugh and have joy again, not because of all my great cunning and whatever, but because he just simply loves us and he's not going to let us, you know, go without. He just doesn't.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, and I think this gentleman has a degree of gratitude. I mean, I think that's what's carrying him. I know he has a very strong faith. And he's letting his pride really stop him from really getting with somebody, talking to the whole family about it, making some decisions, And it's just unfortunate. And, you know, had I been able to meet him 6 years ago when he still had $600,000 in an IRA, I could have sat down and figured out a way that he'd still have some money left now. But we can't go back and fix things. All we can do for him now is pray for him and try to make the rest of his life the best that we can.
Right, right. So today's show, which has been on, you know, we talk about worry, but there are 7 worry tabs, and the reason why they're there is because we want you to finish well and have things in place so you don't have to worry. And today's show has been on investments. You can go to cardinalguide.com, get the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which has all those 7 worries on it, both the book and the workbook, available there at the website. You know, we'd love for you to come visit there. But I you know, honestly, just email Hans, call Hans, whatever, say, you know, look at my situation. Here's an opportunity for a dear friend and a fiduciary, somebody who's going to work on your behalf, to give you some ideas so that, you know, essentially you can put that worry as the robber out of your retirement plans.
That's great.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.